Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Let's talk the exercise Christmas hop. Extra Christmas Hop 2025, and that's where the Air Forces and Army join forces alongside Australian Olympians and other sporting greats to deliver some festive cheer to regional and remote Indigenous communities in Far North Queensland. One of the journeys was to Pompera. They went to a lot of Indigenous communities and small townships. We're talking Cloncurry, Murray from the Curry. Thank you. Visit my mob there, Bardo Island, Horn Island, Massick Island, Mornington, Doomadgee, Normanton as well, Karanyama, as well as Pompera. Look, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with our deadly brother, Brad Hoare, a dual Olympian and member of the Indigenous Advisory Committee at the Australian Olympic Committee, and got Brad online. Brad, good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, mate. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, and thank you for coming, my brother. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, Brad?
Yeah, mate, I'm a Dungari man from Kempton, New South Wales, and now I live on the Sunshine Coast on Gubbi Gubbi country.
Yes.
Been up here now for about 25 years.
Local now, 25 years, yeah. Brother. You've been adopted. Brother, listen, thank you. Look, congratulations, junior Olympian back in 2000, 2004 as a boxer. And look, yep. You were part of this exercise Christmas Hop 2025 where the Air Force and the Army joined forces. And look, flying in the Air Force C-27J Spartan and the C-130J Hercules. And you were part of the journey to Pompera. So tell us about the gathering of armed forces and the cheering of Christmas and taking it to the mob in communities, brother.
Yeah, it's a great partnership we have with the Air Force and the Army, and you know, we've been lucky enough to go out to these remote communities, but it was my first time out there to that yesterday.
And, to Pompera, you know, first on the Pompera,
So good to see the community come together, and well, it's good to just see the kids' faces, and, you know, they got to check out a lot of things, and, you know, you tell them a little bit of a journey about yourself, and, you know, the older kids are at that age where, you know, they're 12 or 14, they could be at the next Olympics, I mean, the next home games in Brisbane.
Exactly.
But, just to see the, you know, the kids jump on the aeroplane and have a look inside, and, you know, might spark something for them to have a career in that as well. And
exactly.
We had a little Air Force Army truck as well, I think, out there, and the kids jumped on the back of that, and then we gave them some presents there as well where they could pick something they really wanted, and, you know, it's just a good engagement of, you know, us all coming together and the spirit of Christmas as well.
Yeah, look, taking the mountain to the people, that's what it's about, you know, and the fact that it's these two big, muscly aircrafts, and then you see the Army vehicle as well, like I said, it paints the picture in regarding a possibility of a vision, a career in that area, and then also we're talking Christmas, and the big red man brings all the presents, that sort of stuff, you know, so it just opens our eyes, and it's good engagement, I would think, Brad.
Oh, it's a great engagement, you know, we had a couple of parents come out there as well, and it's just good to have a yarn to some people and learn a bit more. And people who haven't been out there before, like myself, or, you know, we had some staff members from the AOC go out there and, you know, ask a lot of questions and never really been to a remote community before. And, you know, sometimes it can be eye-opening for them, but that's how we live and that's how we all stick together. It's a big community.
It is.
And it was so good out there. The people were so nice, and it's good that we can have partnerships with this to get out to all these remote communities where, you know, sometimes they don't get enough.
Exactly.
And that's what we want to do. And, you know, we really want to see these kids be happy or have the opportunity to become whatever they want. Olympians, in the Air Force, in the Army, whatever they want to, and they've just got to dream big. And, you know, if they can see some things like this happen out in their community, that might spark them to take that opportunity later on in life.
Well, exactly. Opens up doors as well. And so, look, hats off to the Air Force and the Army as well, who joined forces in doing something like this. I remember a couple of years ago, I was a part of the delivery up to Kawanyama doing the same thing. So it's great that they do it every year, brother. And, of course, you get to tell your story. So quickly just give us a background in your story. Dual Olympian, brother, boxing, 2000 and 2004. So tell us how it came about for you and what you're doing with yourself now, Brad.
Yeah, so it's... It was, you know, I first started boxing at the age of 10, and I remember watching a video, I think it was about 96, and it was Indigenous athletes having a dream going to the Sydney Olympics, and I remember watching a documentary on Kyle Vanderkuyt, who has always been my role model, and all of a sudden, I just said to my parents, that's what I want to do. I want to become an Olympian. And next thing, I was at the Sydney Games with my idol, yes. Kyle Vanderkuyt, and I get to do some amazing stuff like this with him and on sit on the advisory committee with him as well. And,
good. So now you're best of mates now, brother.
we're always been good mates now. But he went out to a few other communities. I think he was going out to Longreach and Cloncurry yesterday, maybe.
Okay.
He was up there too. Nova was up there, Nova Paris. So we had some good role models to look at. But, you know, these days, and then, I was only 18 at my first Olympics, and that was the home games as well. So I know how big these games can be for Brisbane. And then on to Athens Olympics, where it was a little bit different. I was a bit more focused and not overwhelmed as a young kid and knew what I had to be there for and my purpose to try win a medal. But, you know, now I'm working at the Australian Sports Commission as a First Nations advisor, and I love it. Trying to help out, you know, our national sporting organisations, bring that culture back in and just guide them to a safer place for our mob.
Yeah, beautiful. So you had the vision to become Olympian, brother, and that was a focus and achievement in itself, but then creates a career pathway for you forever and a day, and here you are working at Australian Sports Institute now, brother.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, things happen and, you know, it's probably, I don't know, sports has always been my life. I can watch anything
and
you know, to give back, like to even give back to our little communities out there in, you know, up far north way and stuff like that. You've got to give back and exactly. I believe I'm doing that with, you know, my sport and the job I've got now, and it's gave me that opportunity and I'm very thankful for it.
Well, love the work that you're doing. Thank you very much. Once again, big shout-out to the Air Force and the Army joining forces regarding the Exercise Christmas Hop for 2025. And once again, going out to all the different communities, Mornington Island, Doomadgee, Normanton, Kawanyama, Cloncurry, Budu Island, Massick Island, Pompera, Arakoon, Longridge, Weeper and Burketown. Fantastic. And Brad Hoare, you were at the Deadly Community of Pomperau. Great to see you, my brother. Look, a Merry Christmas, Kuru New Year, we say to you, mob. Have a great one, brother, and we'll talk soon, Brad?
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, guys. Have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for having us on.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
No worries. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn there. Brad Hoare, dual Olympian, and look, doing work there with the Air Force and the Army. And I remember me and Matty Motlob, senior broadcaster here by my Bipper, we did a journey out to, I believe, Kawanyama. We did that a couple of years ago, flying in the big Hercules and Spartan, and then landing there at the airstrip, and all the mob came over, and there's presents galore. It's a great achievement, it's a great entity in regarding bringing people together and. Yeah, and the vision for the young ones, if not joining the Air Force and the Army or what have you. But then meeting an Olympian like Brad Hoare, fantastic, dual Olympian boxer, both in 2000 and 2004, and now he's doing work with the Australian Sports of Institute. So, look, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob too, Delhi. National Talk Black.
every day.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio
Yes, very good morning, Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. All right, Carla is a beautiful new children's book written and illustrated by 8 members from Ambudria. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Bunbury Elders. It's a new children's book and celebrating Noongar language and country. We've got Sister Charmaine Counsellor and also Rosalind Khan on the line. Good morning, my sisters. How are you?
Kaya Trevor.
A big shout out.
From Noongar country.
What name in your country?
Noongar country,
yes. Thank you very much. And before we start, Charmaine, start with you. Can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, my name's Charmaine Counsellor Nee Bennell, a local in Bunbury, lived here all my life in Wadandi country.
Yes.
So our Noongar Nation is made up of 14 clans across the southwest of WA.
Yes.
And, so I'm the CEO of the Wadandi Mike Patterson Aboriginal Corporation, and the project we're talking about is collaboration with Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Good, fantastic. And Rosalind, who your mob? Where are you from, sister?
My name's Rosalind Khan. My father's side is Hart, but my grandmother's side comes from over India. Been living in Wadandi country since 2001.
Well, we claim you, my sister. Well, we claim you.
My mum's side is Wollum side.
Wollum side, yes, beautiful.
From up in Carnarvon.
Okay, area. Beautiful. Thank you. So here we have congratulations and a big shout out to ILF, Indigenous Literacy Foundation, organised a fantastic new children's book called Carla. So tell us the story behind Carla there, please, Charmaine.
Carla is a project that was developed with Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Mm.
The way we got started was I went to the Indigenous Language Conference in Darwin.
Yes.
And that was called Pulima,
mm-hmm.
and that was in 2023. And there I met a lady named Josie Lardy, and she was advertising or promoting the foundation's projects and looking at literacy for Aboriginal children across Australia. So I met with her, and we had a yarn, and down the track, there was an application to apply for a project to publish a book in your own community, in your own language of heritage.
Yes, totally. Fantastic. And how many on board in regarding the illustration and the work? I mean, there's saying about 8 members. So who are they and how did it come about? How did they get invited to come on board?
The 8 members consist of local Noongar elders in Wadandi country.
Okay.
And they're actually also a part of a local elders language group that we run every Tuesday.
So, of course.
And the group's been running for 10 years.
There you go. So, well, they should be there front and centre with the illustration and with the language, of course, elders.
That's right. Yeah. So the elders were really happy to join this project. And, good. You know, some of them are still reviving their language as well. And it was a great opportunity for them to provide something for the next generation and leave a legacy in language for the next generation.
Well, if you look at Charmaine Rodson, you'll agree, we are storytellers. So let's use the tools that are available. Here we're talking about a book, what have you, and keep our culture alive, keep our language alive, and pass on to our young ones. Being a children's book, they're getting educated on their culture.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, not just for the kids, but you know, for the elders as well, and just everyone in general to learn this language that's been dormant for so long. And so this is a good way to bring that back.
Yes. Now, Carla, is it the book is out, ready to, for people to purchase?
Yes.
Good, fantastic. And, of course, you, Mob, have got your copy and going through the schools, is that right?
Yes, we've given out some to our local language teachers that are based in the local schools in our region.
Yes.
And we hope to gift several other copies to local libraries and mums and bubs groups or, you know, even medical centres or general agencies that can actually promote our language for our Noongar children that they may engage with.
Yeah, fantastic. And are we talking about a foundation now, a platform for more books to come? I would think so, Charmaine. Rosalind?
Rosalind can answer that one. She's got a few books coming.
So I've done my own book.
That's okay.
In draft at the moment.
Yes,
And I've got my youngest daughter as an illustrator, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward for that to come out.
Okay, then we'll be having another yarn, won't we, Rosalind, when that happens?
Definitely.
Look, fantastic. Too Deadly, My Sisters. A big shout-out to all the members there. Fantastic. Carla is out and about now, new children's book. And a big shout-out to all your mob there. Keep doing what you're doing. And good yarning with you, Rosalind and Charmaine. Thank you so very much, my sisters.
Thank you very much.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Buddha, as we say in our language.
Buddha. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. The Charmaine Councillor and Rosalind Khan and Wadandi Mia Kadiyinji Aboriginal Corporation, founder and CEO, the Charmaine, and talking about the new book has been illustrated by 8 members of the Bridger Wadikanda Alice Group in Bunbury, WA, Western Australia. And named the book as Carla. So do look for it. It's out and about. And take it on board and put it through your school. Put it through your classroom. Put it through your workplace and keep the culture alive. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
During the wet season, conditions can change quickly. Make a plan now to stay safe on country. If you can, stock up on essentials so you can stay home in bad weather. If you need to be on the road, take food, water and medicine and let someone know where you're going. Listen out for warnings and be prepared to wait it out in a safe place. Remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Search flooded, forget it for more information. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, you mob. You be paid for Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund or UPLA Funeral Fund after the 1st of August 2015? If you been, you might be eligible for payment through the UPLA Support Program. The government be set up the program for support all Pamle after the UPLA group be finish up. You think this one might be for you or somebody you might sabe? Ring up Services Australia, low 1-800-136-380 or visit local service centre below you. Find out more law niaa.gov.au/UPLA. That's one again, niaa.gov.au/UPLA.
Station sponsor.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
my mind. Still see the way you move. Your body shimmers in that little black dress as you walk across the room. Now I've got nothing left to say. I've got one thing on my mind. You still take my breath away. Your body moves me through all space and time. Drink this wine in memory of the way you move. Your body shimmers in that little black dress that falls to the floor as your body moves. Now I've got to say, I've got one thing on my mind. You still take my breath away. Your body moves me through space and time.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's be connected, you mob. Connect. We're talking NBN. We're talking about 21st century. Here we are, first world country. And look, a lot of our mob, especially remotely, struggling regarding connection. We're going to talk to our deadly brother who connects us to the world. You could say internet. Executive Manager, First Nations for NBN, double C, triple C, Shay Cockatoo Collins. Shay, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey, Trevor. Well, thank you.
Good, brother. Good. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please, bro.
We're talking each other from you're all the way there in Cairns. I'm all the way in Perth. So
yeah, that's a long way, brother. Long way between drinks.
But Mobba Gungalina, from Doomadgee Mob.
Yes.
And Grandad Mapoon, or a little bit further down, Penny, Penny Father Country, that's Yubangadi Mob. And Dad grew up in, although he grew up in Cherbourg, he's got Kukulundji family there, and Gungurion, granny side.
Yeah, brother, fruit salad all over the place, brother. Fruit salad.
I know, yeah.
Connection. Yeah, and we connected right through Gungalita, brother, and, you know, one year. So, Tudeli, my brother, good to be yarning with you. Now, your position, Executive Manager, First Nations, NBN. What's your position? Just give us a description of what you do and what NBN does, brother.
Oh, well, this is a good question. I think part of what I do, I've been at NBN for 5 years now, but it's really about providing a different insight to, you know, they're only been around for maybe a decade, a little bit longer, and so they're quite fresh and impressionable and like a really good working team, and I mean a few thousand people, but they understand that through the data that we have available to us, through the ADII and now the Mapping the Digital Divide,
yes,
that campaign, that the more remote you are, the more isolated you are with regards to connectivity, internet.
Sure. Thank you.
A lot of other issues. So people have a heavy reliance on mobile prepaid, which chews up data, costs a lot of money, problematic, goes on, goes off. So,
So you'd be an internet wholesaler, getting people connected.
Well, NBN's a wholesaler, yeah. So you won't get a bill from NBN, but you will get a you'll get a plan, an NBN plan from what we call an RSP, like a registered service provider. And there's about over 100 around there, but you know they're the ones that you see on TV saying, you know, get this plan for $49.95 or you know. Yeah, and lots of good ones. Lots of good ones to choose from. But, these are the conversations we have with countrymen, you know.
Sure.
You pick one,
can individuals sign up, or is it a township, or is it a organisation, a company, or how's it working regarding?
You've got new businesses, new builds, which which want an NBN. Depends on where you are. If you're in the city, you got a new big building, high-rise coming in. Well, that's where NBN, one of our business units, comes in for new bills.
Yes.
Put infrastructure, help that tower or building where people are going to live there or they're going to work from there, make sure that proper infrastructure that goes in that provides reliable internet for them.
Yeah, brother, good.
We also go into communities. That's another kind of business unit that I work with.
Yeah,
it's more about informing, so make sure people know what they're doing, so they can make an informed choice.
Yeah, deadly, brother, deadly. To our deadly mob, who just joined us, tuned in, Trinity Treff here with your deadly program, National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with former Port Adelaide and Essendon Bombers AFL player, Sho Cockatoo Collins, who now wears a hat with NBN, Executive Manager of First Nations. And, look, hats off to NBN. A new company, 10-odd years old, but, look, making waves. But I say Indigenous friendly as well. You can't be black on black. And when you're having someone like yourself, Executive Manager of First Nation, dealing with their mob and community, it's a deadly ingredient, brother, isn't it?
Well, it's great. It's great for me. Because, I mean, you've got a large organisation backing you and trusting you, giving you the autonomy or power to engage the way that you know.
Yep.
And so that's another part of the learning for NBN. You know, we go out to these communities. We've got got a really good team in NBN local. Plenty of mob listen. They're probably listening in.
Big shout out, you mob.
Yay!
Look at
they've got dedicated people for regions, and although it's one to maybe several kind of regional area, they're still there. Ears on the ground, listening, and so it's all of their region. region. So it's not just remote communities, but it's, you know, it might be Cardwell, it might be Ingham.
Yeah.
One fella there and another fella up towards the Cape.
Good.
I'm not in that team, but they're good people.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do a great job for
And do you mob, like, catch up, like, as a team of black people with the company and have a yarn and share ideas and what have you?
I have 70 fellows at work at NBN all around Australia.
All right, Dudley, First Nations, yep.
A lot of fellows are technicians, and technicians are those, you know, them ones where you call up and say, oh, yes, can you be here to fix my internet up? Or, and they say, well, you've got to be there from 8 to 12 or 1 to 5. Most of our mob that work at NBN are those technicians.
Yeah, gotcha. good.
Because they know the system, they know the technology inside and out. And if they want to, you know, a lot of our senior leaders now have got technician backgrounds.
Yeah, so beautiful.
I think it's fantastic.
So it's a career pathway, not only job opportunities, career pathway for our black mob, NBN.
Yeah, and we get a roll out of technicians coming through every year. So
yeah, beautiful.
Keen,
keep come
on
board.
NBN.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic, brother. So can an individual ring up or get online and sign up with NBN?
Well, no. We're a wholesaler.
Okay.
So they'll have to get a hold of an RSP.
Yep.
Those fellas that have the ads on TV.
Okay, right.
Ring up. Yeah, do a bit of research.
And that's retail. They operate through the retailers.
That's right.
Yeah, beautiful. I got to know, bro. Deadly. So how long you been in the job there, Cuss?
I've been here for about 5 years.
Enjoying that journey, eh? So you're travelling, you're up at Cape York last week and now you're over in Perth. So you travel the big island, don't you, brother?
I do. And it's fantastic because, like,
Talk about walkabout.
You get to go home.
Yeah, true.
You get to go to these places. So, you know, I remember Granny and Grandad talking about, you know, when they used to, Grandad was building a railway from up Cape all the way down.
Yeah.
And used to stop at all these places, Normanton, Croydon, and Cloncurry. So you get to go through places like that. It just reminds you.
Yeah, you're walking on his footsteps, bro, his footprints, bro.
Yeah, brother. You know, and I'm supposed to go to Doomadgee early next year.
Yeah.
You know, that's home there. That's Greeny's home.
That's right, brother.
Always lovely to go back.
Yeah, beautiful,
but it's
brother.
A good reminder of how people are strong and resilient. Trevor, you go there and you think, we've got to be here more. We have to do more.
Yeah, your ancestors are calling you. Spirits are talking to you, brother. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's people find a way to get through.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, mobile tower might be down, power might be out, but people still find a way. But it shouldn't be like this.
It shouldn't, 21st century, brother. Okay. Hello. And can't leave our mob behind. It's a gap that we've got to close, haven't we, brother? Internet connection, communication, entertainment.
It's funny you say that, Trevor, because what we're based on and what we're striving towards is, like, for NBN and the communications industry, all roads lead to closing the gap report, Target 17.
Yeah, definitely, yep.
And so that's where the federal government established an advisory group to provide, like, real... provide recommendations to her. It was Michelle at the time, Michelle Rowland.
Yeah, big shout out, yep.
Yep, she's now the Attorney General for the nation. We've now got Annika Wells. And so what as a communications minister, so over the last 2 or 3 years with the group, which I'm part of, we developed an interim report, then a set of recommendations or roadmaps around 30, and they're tangible outcomes for the industry to say this is what you need to do to start bridging that divide.
Well, it's a vehicle, isn't it? It's a vehicle closing gaps, brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too deadly.
It's going to be, you know.
So, brother, Too Deadly, your mob just tuned in. Shay Cox, Collins, have the Deadly Army, Trinity Trev, Executive Manager of First Nation with NBN. So, brother, you're in that field 5 years now. Have you got anything to do with football, brother? Or you've pulled away? You're not coaching or anything? Or affiliated with any club? AFL?
No. Big boy's a shame. He's a teacher and loves basketball. So he's playing there with the Spartans in Brisbane for a little while. But now he's got a little Nazi.
Oh.
In Aurora, a little Nazi, little two-year-old now.
So, did you grand dad, would you Poppy? Or granddad?
No, of course, we're Biggie.
Biggie.
I'm like, because the shin goes, oh, what about Pop? I said, nah, mate, no, too young to be Pop.
Too young to be Pop. You're in a knock off. You can't dodge age, brother. Big note, you track.
Well, I told him to knock it off. I said, no, I'm not Pop. Call me Biggie. So that's my name, Biggie.
Oh, Piggy, look, good yarning with you, my brother. Thank you for the yarn. And look, love the work that you do. Keep doing what you're doing. It was great to see you in Sydney where Murray picked up the award there for First Nation Company. But look, NBN representing, closing gaps, employment, procurement, all the above, brother. So it's great to be on with you and great that you're on the team there with NBN, Shay.
Deadly, bros. Yeah, no, and look, we'll continue to go out to these places, beautiful places there, particularly the Western Cape.
Yes.
All of that mob there. To see what what we can do to help that mob even more.
Exactly.
Appreciate the time.
Enjoy the journey, my brother. Look, if not, Merry Christmas, Koori New Year, and we'll catch up soon, my cuss.
No worries.
Take care, bro. Beautiful yarn, Shay Cochran-Collins, MBN, Position Executive Manager of First Nations, and look, working with Mob, connecting Mob across the country. He's over in Perth and up in Cape York last week, so very busy. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program. We can live hit the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidindi country, BBM, Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, 2 Deadly, National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Cause could be under awesome power.
Awesome power.